Today's reading is from Mark chapter 13. Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 13th chapter.
More thorough.
Glory to you, Lord.
As he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs. But in those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather the elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So alone when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn. Or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." The Gospel of the Lord.
Would you pray with me, please? Good and gracious God, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to gather together to worship, both physically and also through digital means. God, we ask you to just enter into our lives, meeting us wherever we might be, that we can come to a greater understanding of who you are and who you are forming us to become. All this we pray in Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. So today we are concluding our sermon series on Rabbi Jesus, and we're ending it with what better teaching other than the end, right? This is apocalyptic literature here, what Jesus is describing. And I'll be honest with you, I kind of have a love-hate relationship with the idea of endings, right? There are certain things, I think you'll agree with me here, there are certain experiences and things that we encounter in life that we want to end very quickly. And there are certain things and experiences we have in life that we don't want to end. I know for me and my family, my daughter, she loves having sleepovers with her best friend across the street, and they didn't want that to end. They came back yesterday from their Friday night sleepover, and they're like, "Oh, we want to stay hanging out and playing all day long." And I'm like, "Yeah, that's a big nope. Can't handle that. Got some sicko kiddos in this home. Y'all not doing that over here." But they didn't like that because it was fun. It was exciting, right? They didn't want it to end. I understand that because I've experienced things. I've spent way too much of my life getting absorbed in different media formats and like TV shows and whatnot. And I remember I remember, like, when I was a kid, we had to wait a whole week to get a new show. So you really invested yourself, right? Because you only got one episode a week. My children will never experience that now because they can just binge watch everything in a drop of a hat. But it's in these shows and these storylines and these arcs that you really connect with characters. You become part of this story, and then it ends. And you're left with this sense of loss because you're like, wow, I know it was just a TV show, but a little bit of me is kind of ended with it. I really enjoyed that. And we actually then, in turn, spend the rest of our lives kind of referencing back to that TV show. I know I do. I do that a lot. I've heard in this community a lot of people doing that right now with the Chosen series. They'll watch it and they'll reflect back to it because they've connected with the gospel's portrayal in this way so well. But what do we do when it comes time for those ends? Jesus tells us in Scripture today that everything is going to end. We skipped some of the verses there in between what was read today. There's a lot of heartache that the world is going to bring to our feet. Christ does not shy away from the reality that we live in a broken and sinful world, and we have to experience pain, loss, tragedy, suffering. These are the realities that we endure. But what do we do with that? Christ tells us that everything will end, but one thing: Christ's words. Christ says, all of this, all the beautiful buildings, all the majesty of the heavens, everything is going to change. But one thing that will not is what I'm telling you today. My words will not change. What are these words of Christ? Well, their love, their grace, their mercy, their forgiveness, their wholeness and restoration, their salvation, their freedom. It is through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ that you and I as believers do not have to fear any ending. You see, where the world might tell you that the book is done, for us, we still have another page to turn. Because that page is Christ. Now, oftentimes when we do look at the ending, we are talking about, I think we drift into that, the end of all things, right? The end of time and space and life as we know it. It's that eschatological or the end of all things debate. But there's something else that we're missing here. Because again, Christ reminds us that this world is full of endings. You and I, we are going to constantly experience loss and change. Things, professions, people, all things will end. And not just at one time, incrementally throughout all of our lives. But what do we do with that? Jesus gives us this hope. Jesus gives us this freedom from the ends. But how do we realize it? Well, Christ gives us that too, because Christ gives us one another. You know, I was over at our All Saints campus, my midweek group that I lead over there. We're going through the small catechism. And as we're going through it with adults, our perspective on a lot of what we learned as children has changed. But one big concept that we've come to understand is just how important we are to the mission that God has prepared. We pray God's, kingdom come and God's will be done, but I think sometimes we forget that we are part of that inbreaking. We are part of that. This hope that Christ gives us, this freedom that Christ affords us, we are part of that for one another. The loss, the ends that we experience equips us, in our hope that we find in Christ to share and help other people. Today, we get a very real and tangible reminder of this hope because we are commissioning Stephen ministers, members of our own community here that have taken the stand, raised their hand, and said, "Here I am." Members of our own Christian family that are ready, willing, and able to share in the hurt, in the pain, in the loneliness, loss, and agony of ends. When we have an end of a job, an end of an educational career, an end of a life, an end of a lifestyle, all of these ends can become overwhelming. But as we shared here in the children's message earlier, Christ wants us to always remember that none of the suffering we experience, none of the ends, none of the books that close in front of us, we ever experience alone. That Christ is here with us. Not just in spirit or divine intervention or those feelings that you cannot explain, but Christ is also with us here in flesh and blood. Through the shared memories that we have, through the hugs and smiles and handshakes that we share, through the words of comfort, through the shoulders that we can lean upon, through the ministry of presence, of simply just being there. This is part of that hope and that freedom from all that will end. Hope and freedom that we are privileged and chosen to share with one another. Our Lenten time together is almost at an end, but it isn't really, because we're going to have Lent again next year. So if you were hoping for the end of all things between this Lent and next one, I wouldn't bank on that. Not yet. Christ tells us, you can't know, so don't even try. The important thing is to just be aware. Aware that the end is coming? No. But aware of who is experiencing an end today. Who is suffering right now? Who needs the light of the gospel and the presence of Christ that is in and through you? That is where our attention needs to be. Because if we're focused on being Christ today, then when Christ comes tomorrow, we'll be ready. Open your hearts and minds to how the Holy Spirit is inviting you into relationship with one another. That as we end Lent and march triumphantly towards Easter, that as we become Easter people, we realize that even in the wake of Easter, suffering is still ongoing. And it's in that suffering that you and I are called into action to share the love, the grace, the mercy, the light, and the hope of the gospel. God has called each and every one of us to this. And Christ wants you to know that wherever you may go, Christ goes with you. Amen.